All right, Shabbos, say good evening. I hope that all is well. We are continuing in Meretz Hashem on Nuzayin Amud Beis 57b. And we left off, at Makom Shnekra Mimenu Avodas Gilulim. Sorry, so it is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. So remember again, the Mishnah said that if you pass by a place which had idolatry and then idolatry was uprooted from it, so you go ahead and you make a bracha. So turn around. Marculus Omer Baruch Shenosan Erechapa Orechapaim Lo Ovrei Ritzono. If someone sees the Marculus. So Marculus was a type of Avodah Zarah. So a person goes ahead and sees Marculus or a place where either you see actual Marculus or you see a place where there was Marculus. So you make the bracha of, blessed are you Hashem, who has incredible, who essentially exhibits incredible patience to even those who transgress. Now, what's the logic? So the idea is, one would have thought that for Avodah Zarah, one would be destroyed or punished instantaneously. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slow to punish. He gives time for people to do tshuva. Makom Shnekram and Avodas Kochavim, if a person sees a place in Eretz Yisrael where there used to be idolatry, but now there's nothing there anymore. Omer Baruch Sha'akar Avodas Kochavim Eretzenu. So blessed are you Hashem who uprooted idolatry from our land. And the same way that the idolatry has been uprooted from here, it should be uprooted from all places in Eretz Yisrael. And bring back their hearts, meaning the people who worship Avodah Zarah, bring back their hearts to serve you. But in Chutzlar, so this is only in Eretz Yisrael, where unfortunately one has to assume that the people worshiping Avodah Zarah are Jews. So that's why we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring them back to you. But in Chutzlar, you don't have to go ahead and say Vahashev Lev Ovdeim Lavdecha, bring back their hearts to worship you. Why? Mipnei Sharuba Ovdei Kochavim, because the majority of people who live in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. V'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, or Mishmur Elazar says, no, Af B'Chutz La'aretz Tzarech Lomar Kein. That's not true. Even in Chutz La'aretz, you have to say this phrase, Vahashev, bring back their hearts. Mipnei Shasidim Lehiz Gayer. Because ultimately, again, in the future, in the Messianic era, everyone's going to convert. Shinemar As epoch el amim safa berura. Now, here's what's interesting. When you speak about this idea that in the future mankind will convert, so it's important to understand that lemaisa bepashtos, it doesn't mean converting to Yiddishkeit, but rather it means converting to monotheism. So there is this idea that even by the nations of the world, there is this concept that, remember, again, they should be monotheists. In fact, one of the Shemitzos Pnei Noach, one of the seven Noachite laws, is not to worship idolatry. Darshan Ramnuna says as follows. So if one sees areas in Bavel he has to go ahead and say five brachas. Now, what does this mean? Ra'a Bavel, if he sees the actual like ruins of the city of Bavel, Omer, Baruch Shehechriv Bavel HaRasha. You see, blessed are you Hashem who destroyed wicked Bavel. Because remember again, Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Ra'a Beis Hashem Nebuchadnezzar, if you see Nebuchadnezzar's palace, Omer Baruch Shehechriv Beis Hashem Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Say, blessed are you Hashem who destroyed the palace of Nebuchadnezzar the Rasha. Ra'a Gov Shalarayos, O Kiv Shanaish. If again one saw Gov Shalarayos, Kiv Shanaish is the furnace and the lion's den. So remember again, what is this referring to over here? This is referring to the lion's den, is where Daniel, the Navi Daniel, was thrown into, and the prison, right? The prison is where Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Ra gov shalaras o kiv shanaish." So the Gemara says, then you go ahead. Omer baruch sha'asa. Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavasinu Makom Azeh. Blessed are you Hashem who performed miracles for our ancestors in this place. Ra'a Markulis, if you see Markulis, remember Avodah Zarah, Omer, Baruch Shenosan Orech Apayim Lo'Obrei Ritzono. Blessed are you Hashem who's very patient even with sinners. Now the truth is, this is incredible to learn this Gemara in Erev Yom Kippur, because at the end of the day, we benefit from this as well. Lest we think that it's only the idolaters who benefit from this divine patience. That's unequivocally untrue. We commit averos all the time, and yet we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so very much that he does not punish quickly, but rather gives us the time to be able to turn ourselves around. So the Gemara goes, Ra'a makom shnot l'meno afar. If you literally translate it, if you see the place from where they take earth. From where they take earth. So this is interesting. So Rashi points out over here, so over here, Shematil Misham Afar Latit Libinyani Hamakom, Sof Sof, Osu Hamakom, Osu Hamakom, Ein Bo Yishuv, Velo Zervelo Natiya. So Rashi gives two interpretations. We'll go from the second one, that this was a place where they took dirt to build. So because they kept on taking dirt, therefore again there was no habitation that was there. So what does the Gemara say? Omer, a person says the bracha, Baruch Omer Va'osei Gozer Umekayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who literally again, who does, Omer Va'osei says and does, Gozer and decrees and Umekayim and upholds his decree. So the idea over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophetically, or said to the Nevi'im, that Bavel would be destroyed. And from here you see in this area, there was no habitation in Bavel. Rabbah, Kevachazi Chamari Deshachli Afro, Tarif Luhu Yoda Agabayhu. So when Rabbah would see donkeys carrying dirt, so then again he would go ahead and hit the donkeys with his hand, and he would say, "V'amar ruhuti tzadiki lemeaved ruusa demaraychu." Literally, again, run, tzadikim, run, righteous donkeys to perform the rest, to perform the will of your master. Mar breid ravino kiavamati lebavel, and mar breid ravino come to Bavel, have a shakel afra besudari. He would take some dirt in his cloak, v'shadol lebra, and throw it outside. Lekaim mashenemar patata sab matata hashmed. Literally, again, I will sweep it away with destruction. Okay, Amar Ravashi, Ana had Rav Hamnuna lo shmiyali. I never heard this din of Rav Hamnuna. Ela midatoi bar chetinhu lekulhu. But interestingly enough, this is interesting. Rav Ravashi said, I never heard this particular halacha espoused, but I made all of these brachas, but I just made them really from my own understanding. Tap of Nun Ches 58a. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Niskal Bavel, Niskal Ushchenehu. When Bavel was cursed, so the neighbors of Bavel were also cursed. But when the Shomron was cursed, its neighbors were blessed. Now, this is actually very, very interesting. We'll see in the Gemara. What does he know? When Bava was cursed, its neighbors were cursed. As the Pasuk says, V'samtia l'morash kipod v'agme mayim. So literally, again, I'll make Bavel like a place for birds and pools of water. Now, interestingly enough, so what will happen? Therefore, again, what ends up happening here is, so Rashi points out over here, wild animals will come, and once wild animals are on Bavel, they'll damage the surrounding areas as well. However, when the Shomron, or part of Eretz Yisrael, was destroyed or was cursed, so its neighbors were blessed. What's the pshat? Tchsev the samti shomron li'i hasada lematoei karem. So literally, again, I'll make the shomron into a heap of dirt, a place for planting. So the idea over here is that after the shomron is destroyed, so unfortunately, there's no habitation, there's no communities there, but it's turned into fertile ground. Incredible. Vamar famnuna hara uch lusei Yisrael omer. If one sees a large gathering of Jews, Narashi points out over here, we'll see, this is going to be 600,000 Jews. Omer, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who is the knower of all secrets. The knower of all secrets. Now, the idea over here is that when you see such a great group of people, so you realize like how many different levels of understanding and intellect, and everybody has their secrets, how many different layers of secrets are contained, you know, within this group. Och, let's say, Ovdei Kochavim, if one sees a large gathering of idolaters, so we say, Omer, the bracha you say, or the statement you say is, Busha Imchem, your mother is embarrassed about your conduct. So the idea is that these are idolaters. Son Rabbanon, Hara Och, say Yisrael Omer, if a person sees a large gathering of Jews, so you say is Baruch Chacham HaRozim, Shein Daitem Dome Zelazem. So you say, blessed are you, Hashem, you know all the secrets, because in this group of people, right, no one has a mind that is similar to the other. Vein Pirtu Fein Zomen Zelazem. The same way nobody looks like, you know, the same way that people don't look exactly like each other. So the same way that our exteriors are different, our interiors are different as well. Ben Zoma ra'o ochlasa, agav maila baharabais. Is beautiful. So Ben Zoma saw a large group of Jews while standing on the Harabais, the Temple Mount. Omar, he said, Baruch Chacham Harazim, Ubarach Shebarach Kol Elu L'Shem Sheni. So this is beautiful. So he made two brachas. He made two brachas. Number one, Baruch Chacham Arazim, blessed are you Hashem who knows the secrets of all things. And he also said, Baruch, blessed are you Hashem who created all of these people to serve me. Now, what does this mean? What Ben Zomo was saying was, you know, within that group, obviously, there are farmers and there are bakers and there are all different types of professions who provide the needs for everyone else. So Ben Zomo says, you know, if these people didn't exist, I would have to do all of this myself. So he thanked Hashem for essentially creating this community of people that provided for his needs. Quite beautiful. Who are you, Omar? Used to say, Kami yegios yaga adam arishon ad shemasa pas lecho. So Ben Zoma said the following. This is really an incredible Gemara. How much Adam had to toil in order to get bread, right? What did Adam have to do? Charash v'zara v'katzar v'imer v'dash v'zara uberer v'tachan v'hirkid v'lash v'afo. So remember again, he had to go through the whole process, right? He had to plow, he had to plant, he had to harvest, he had to gather everything together, he had to thresh, he had to winnow, he had to then grind up the flour, he had to sift it, he had to knead it, he baked it, v'acharkach achol, and then he ate. So Adam Rishon had to do all the steps. V'ani, but Ben Zoma says, me, mashkim motzei kol elu mitukan lefanai. This is really beautiful Gemara. So Ben Zoma says, but me, I wake up in the morning, and Baruch Hashem, I go to the bakery, or maybe I don't have to go to the bakery, maybe there's delivery, and it comes right to me. Pretty incredible. Because first of all, if you think about it, a real profound Gemara about Akaras HaTov, and just about how much we have to be makir tov for the fact that, Baruch Hashem, we have so many of the comforts of life that are literally right at our doorstep. Pretty incredible. Bekami yegios yaga adam arishon ad shematza begilibosh. Similarly again, so Ben Zoma goes on. He says, and how much effort did Ben Zoma have to put in order to go ahead and have an article of clothing to wear? Gazaz, v'libein, v'nipeis, v'taba, v'arag. So he had to shear the wool. He cleaned it. He had to weave it, right? And then only afterwards, after he went through all the processes, then he had something to wear. V'ani, mashkim umotzi kol elu mitukan lefanai. But me, I wake up, and what do I find? I find, ultimately, again, that all of these items are ready for me. Incredible. Kol umo shok tubas lepesapesi. And interestingly enough, here, so Ben Zoma says, you know, all of the different nations come to me at the entrance of my home, and I find all of them before me in the morning. This is interesting. So I'll just point out something very interesting about this as well, that if you think about this, this Yisod, if you look at Ben Zoma's Lashon, Ben Zoma speaks about, again, two things, right? Number one, how much did Adam Rishon have to work to get bread, and how much Adam Rishon have to work to get clothing? And the way Ben Zoma says, he goes through the process, and then he says, Va'ani, but me, mashkim. I get up early in the morning. So what's interesting to note about this is as follows. Ben Zoma, if you have your bread made and your clothing is ready, why do you have to get up so early in the morning? But Elamai, this is exactly the point. What Ben Zoma is teaching us is as follows. Because I don't have to toil, I don't have to exert myself in finding these particular things, right? I don't have to go through all the steps of planting and every subsequent step to get my bread. And I don't have to go ahead and, you know, shear the wool and do all the subsequent steps to make my clothing. It's there for me. That means I have more time. So having more time, Ben Zoma says, doesn't mean you get to relax more. Having more time doesn't mean you get to take it easy more. Having more time means mashke money. I wake up early, right? Which is a really incredible idea. I wake up early so that because I don't have to do these other things, therefore I have the ability to truly maximize my time. Such an interesting idea. You know, if you think about this, in the age in which we live, where there are, Baruch Hashem, so many time-saving devices. So it's important to understand that the kunst, right, the gadlus, the greatness of time-saving devices is not that now I have more time for myself, or I have more time to sleep, or I have more time to relax. The whole chap of the time-saving device is that now I have more time to be productive. I don't have to be the farmer. I don't have to be the clothing manufacturer. It's done for me. And therefore, I have the extra time, and with that extra time, I have more time for my personal spiritual development. Incredible. All right, we'll stop over for tonight, looking forward to Meretz Hashem 2, getting back on track for next week. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos, a Gemar Chasima Tova, meaningful and uplifting fast, a beautiful year filled with brachos, besoros, tovos, hatzlochos, yeshuas, nechomos, and halavai, geula, Mashiach, Beis HaMikdash for all of us. Kol tov again, good Shabbos, Gemar Chasima Tova.